Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show that helps adult beginners learn to play guitar with structure, support, and success. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and today's episode, we are diving into something every guitarist, no matter the level, should be thinking about: how to get better. Kind of makes sense. So if you just started your journey or you've been playing for a little while, I've put together 20 actionable ways to become a better guitar player. Some are practice tips, other are mindset shifts, and a few might even surprise you. So grab your guitar or just your headphones and let's jump in. But before we do jump in and we go through this week's content, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news. And that is tomorrow on Sunday, the 29th of June at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT and 1 p.m. PDT. I'm going live on Zoom for a live member Q&A. So you can join me on Zoom and get your questions answered, be it practice questions, theory questions, performance questions. Perhaps you've been going through a certain level, stuck on a skill, or you just want to pick my brains maybe about a song you want to learn or something like that. You can come and do that over on Zoom. You should have got an email yesterday with the link, and you'll get one an hour before I actually go live with the link. So you can click that and join me straight over on Zoom. Now, if you're a bit worried about joining me on Zoom, don't worry. You can have your camera off, you can have your microphone off, and you can ask your questions through the chat box. And if you can't join me live, you can pre-submit your question by heading over to the Academy community. And you'll see there on the calendar, there's the event link. And you click on that, and there is a little link there that you can then post your question. And then I'll answer that on the call. I'll then record the call, and you can watch a video over on the Academy in the live recording section. And I'll put the audio in the member-only podcast as well. So, hope to see you at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT, or 1 p.m. PDT on Sunday the 29th. So now we have got all the news out the way, let's dive into this week's content, 20 ways to be a better guitar player. So 20 ways to become a better guitar player. Now I guarantee that you'll be well aware of many of these 20 ways, but also guarantee that you're not doing these 20 different things. So just because it's common knowledge doesn't mean it's common practice. So that's going to be my big challenge for this episode to you, is take some of these ideas, take the ones that resonate the most with you, or maybe you're thinking, oh yeah, I should be doing that. I know I should be, but I haven't been. Take this as your kind of call to action. Take this as your kick up the butt to actually start implementing some of these ideas. So let's dive straight in with the number one way to be a better guitar player, and that is to practice consistently and not endlessly. So focused 15 to 30 minutes every day is better than a 3-hour binge at the weekend just because you haven't had time to pick up the guitar. So remember, it doesn't have to be long. We sometimes think the practice got to be hours, and you hear people playing, or you hear famous guitar players say, you know, Tom Morello used to practice for like 9 hours a day and things like this. Well, yeah, but that's Tom Morello. You know, we might not want to get to his level of stardom, his level of musicianship. We might just want to play a few songs, have some fun, and have a cool hobby that we like to do. That's when the 15 to 30 minutes is going to work. So that's not a lot of time. And you can even do less if you haven't listened to episode 132. It's a 6-minute guitar practice plan. There I go through a 6-minute practice plan where you will see results. If you do that continuously and you do that, you know, for a fair amount of time, you're going to see that you're actually going to improve just with 6 minutes. Everyone's got 6 minutes. You just got to be disciplined enough to grab that 6 minutes and use it, rather than just scrolling your phone or waste time, you know, watching TikTok or something like that. Actually use it to play guitar. And after a few weeks, maybe a few months, you'll start seeing the results of that consistent practice. Okay, so the second way to become a better guitar player is use a metronome. So metronomes are worth their weight in gold. I've talked about this before in this podcast, but I guarantee there's people out there that still are not using a metronome. I see it with my offline guitar school at G4 Guitar Ashford. Players where we'll focus on rhythm, and they're just all over the shop. And I can see straight away they've not been practicing consistently with a pulse. They've not been practicing that metronome, so their rhythm is just all over the shop, everywhere. So rhythm is really, really important. If you haven't got good rhythm, it doesn't matter if you've got good notes, if you've got really good accuracy, if you've got good technique and good tone. If you haven't got the timing element and you're playing all the right notes but in the wrong place, that's a much bigger problem. So we've really got to be focusing on that timing. It all starts with the metronome. You could use backing tracks as well. You could just use a drum beat or drum machine. They're always going to help us build up our rhythm, but make sure you are doing something, but ideally a metronome. Okay, so tip number three is to slow it down. So play slow and clean before speeding up. Now, speed comes from control. If you try and do a thing too quickly, you're going to be making mistakes, you're going to be getting frustrated, and if you do not correct those mistakes, you are going to be learning those mistakes. Now, slow it down is the number one thing. If I see a student consistently making mistakes, as soon as I say, right, slow that down, they normally get it straight away. It's just too fast. Unfortunately, it's human nature. You know, we want to get where we're going as quick as possible. And this is exactly the same with learning guitar. We want to get there as quick as possible. And that could be learning a song, a technique, you know, an exercise, something like that. We want to get that down ASAP. Now, the problem with that mindset is you're not going to be able to get down ASAP, especially if it's something new. It's going to take time to digest it. You're going to have to build up slowly. So you've got to have that kind of practice mindset. It's going to take time and it's got to start slow. If you haven't checked out the episode where I talk about the rule of three, slow it down is the first thing you do if you're making three consistent mistakes. You make it slower, you make it shorter, you make it simpler. They're the three S's. And slow is, say, normally the thing that kind of fixes it. So slow it down. So tip number four is focus on technique. Pay attention to your hand position, your posture, your finger placement. Small tweaks make a big difference. A great example is in level three, the picking exercise we do are more hand synchronization exercises. We do the spider or one, two, three, four exercise. We're using all four fingers, just walking up the E string or string six, one fret at a time, same finger as the fret number. What often happens here is students get to fret number four of their pinky finger, and they have to remove their first finger, kind of shift position to be able to reach that fourth fret. Now, this doesn't mean they've got short fingers. This just means they've got bad technique. And it's the thumb around the back of the neck. The thumb is too high. It's probably directly behind finger one, which just means you can't stretch out that pinky finger. As soon as that thumb comes behind sort of second and third finger, a bit more central on the neck, your hand starts to spread out. Your knuckles become in line with the guitar neck. You get the stretch. So that's a great example of how technique is going to hold you back. So be really deliberate with your technique. Spend that time that it requires on looking at how you're playing certain things and really make sure you're playing them as well as you can and make sure you've got that technique dialed in. Okay, so tip number five is to record yourself. Now, it's uncomfortable at first, but it's one of the fastest ways to spot errors for improvement. Now, students who begin a guitar academy, one of the things we do is they send me a recording halfway through each of the levels so I can obviously give feedback, make sure we're developing bad habits. At the end of the level, we do a level assessment where they send me a video and I can make sure they're ready to move on to the next level. But I always hear from students that that is quite a tricky thing to do. As soon as you press record, your fingers go to jelly. As soon as you see that red light, the pressure is on. And it just takes practice. So you've got to practice recording yourself. And if you're just doing it at home, you know, to watch yourself back, you're not even going to send it to me. So is that less pressure? It's a really good thing to do to see yourself later on. And what I mean by that is record yourself frequently and save it to a folder on your phone and come back to it and watch it, you know, a few months down the line. The problem with progress on the guitar and when you improve is it's very incremental. You probably won't see it, so it's easy to miss it. But when you record yourself and you can look back yourself, you know, a month previous, it's like a little time capsule. You're going, oh wow, I was really struggling with Smoke on the Water riff back then, but now I can play it really easily. You can see there's been development, there's been improvement, which is going to overall improve your motivation and keep you motivated to also continue your guitar journey. Tip number six is play with others. So whether that's a jam, whether that's just playing to a backing track, playing with others will build real world musicality. And I say this doesn't have to be, you know, going to a weekly jam session with other musicians. This could be playing along with backing track. That's going to still work on your ability to listen to other instrumentation, to synchronize to the rhythm or the rhythm section, be it the drums and the bass, and be able to stay in time. So really important to play with others. Now, if you are lucky enough to have local musicians nearby and you can attend jam sessions, I definitely recommend doing that at whatever level you are. Remember, everyone starts at the same place and that is zero ability, and they obviously get better. So don't be too put off by that thing. Everyone's going to be so much better than me. It's good the people are going to be better than you, because you'll be able to pick their brains, you'll be able to be inspired by them. So don't be put off by that. Playing with others, really, really important. So tip number 7 is learn songs you love. Now, because we have a skill method with the G4 guitar method that we teach, it's very much, you know, 7 essential skills. It's easy to get hooked on those skills and forget about songs. And that's going to be the reason why we probably picked up guitar in the first place. We want to play some cool tunes. Now, if we're doing this properly, we'll be learning the skills in line with the songs we want to play. So once you've got those skills under your fingers, you can then put them into songs you want to be able to perform. In the class at Beginner Guitar Academy, that's how the classes are arranged. You notice the songs I do at the end of the class use the skills we've been learning throughout the class. That's a great way of obviously showing you, one, why we're doing the skills in the first place and to make them applicable to real music. So really important to bring in songs you like. And a good thing to do, now every week, just go through all the songs you know. A student and I used to have called this Revisiting Old Friends, and every Sunday he used to just play all the songs he knew, had a little set list. Now you could print off the music for Beginner Guitar Academy, you could have like a YouTube or Spotify just playlist, you just run songs, you could pick them at just random, or you could just treat it like a set list, just go through all the tunes. Great way of, one, seeing how you progress, because you'll be hopefully playing those earlier songs you've been learning, or the songs you learned years ago, obviously a lot better now, so you'll see improvement. It's just a great way of having a bit of fun and reconnecting with why you want to play the guitar in the first place. Okay, so tip number 8 is to practice ear training. So even 5 minutes of figuring out simple melodies by ear will help you connect to your instrument on a much deeper level. And this could be just working out rhythms. It could just be listening to music on your commute and just listening to the instrumentation, trying to hear what the rhythm is, trying to count it, so if you can get kind of the rhythm in your head. Oh, yep, that's a crotchet. That's 8th notes. Yep, I can hear that. So really, really important to start using your ear. Now, the trap a lot of people fall into is they only use their ear and they don't learn to read music, which then slows them down when they're presented with a song they've never heard before because they can't play it because they have to have heard it first. Equally, people that can only read sometimes struggle when they're playing with other musicians because they're not got that ability to be able to hear everything that's going on around them and using their ears in a very practical sense. So make sure you are training your ears just like any of the other skills, because ear training really will pay back dividends. Tip number 9 is master the basics. So very easy when you're learning to kind of skip the basics and go into more advanced content, because again, it's more sexy, it's more fun. And you see the videos on YouTube and think, oh yeah, that looks like a cool song, or yeah, I should start doing bar chords now, or that Mixolydian scale sounds really interesting. But the problem is, if you haven't got the foundation, especially foundational knowledge, especially with things like modes, which is the Mixolydian mode, you're not going to be able to use it correctly. Now, modes are scales which work over certain chords. Mixolydian scale works really well over a dominant 7 chord. But if you don't know the theory, you're not going to be able to understand what notes within that scale and how they relate to certain chords and when's the best time to use it. So you're going to be wasting your time. Make sure you have a really solid foundation. The basics are the most important thing. If you find a player that has really strong basics, then you see another player that's been playing for years and years, but shaky basics, but maybe a few advanced stuff. The students who've got the foundation and the really strong basics is going to outperform what would seem as a more advanced player, because it's going to be shaky. They won't be able to keep time. They won't understand really what they're doing. It's really important to get the basics under your belt. Tip number 10 is to work on your chord changes. So a lot of people that work on chords, but don't obviously work on chord changes, or don't really have a system to work on their chord learning or chord practice. And the system is the 3 S's, the shape, the sound, the speed. So you learn the chord shape, you then pick through it, make sure you go with sound, then you work on the speed, and this is where the chord changes come into it. And notice is the third step though, it's the last thing to work on. So you want to focus time on making your smooth transitions, especially with really typical chords. And this goes back to the basics we just talked about. Your Gs, your Cs, your As, your E minors, D minors. So all these chords that pop up in hundreds of thousands and millions of songs, you've got to have them really under your fingers, and especially changes like this. So you get to the point where you can pick up a song and you're going to know the changes straight away. You know you're able to do it because you can do your changes really fluently, and you're able to learn and pick up and play songs so much faster. Tip number 11 is to keep a practice journal. So track your progress with a practice journal. Now, we do this at Beginner Guitar Academy, actually in the community, as a section there where students can keep a practice journal. When they come in, they write down what they did. Some people do it daily, some people do it weekly, some people do it monthly or even longer. But it's just a way of keeping yourself accountable. When students write in their practice journals, I get a message saying they've done that, and I'll come and see how they're getting on. And if they write there, I'm having a problem with this or that, then I'll offer some support and some tips to help them get over that. There's not many places you have a guitar teacher checking your practice, you know, every day if people are doing it daily. So it's definitely something you want to do. Now, practice log, by tracking your progress, your wins, and what needs work, it's also going to help you celebrate. So it's not just a way of writing down, oh, I struggled with this chord or this scale really sucks. It's a great way of seeing your, again, progress over time. Like we said earlier about recording through video, this is just recording, obviously, your practices. You're going to see those small wins and see those milestones you're reaching. So it's going to really help keep you motivated. Tip number 12, don't chase too much at once. So avoid YouTube hopping or the roulette of YouTube, the shiny thing that you see pop up. You see this a lot with stuff like courses. People just buy loads of courses, but never actually finish any courses. They're like, that's a really good course that's just popped up on Facebook. Oh yeah, I want to learn how to improvise. Oh, that's a really cool course. I'd like to learn my three note per strings. Oh, that's a really cool course. I'd love to learn how to play in the style of Jimi Hendrix. And they get all these courses, but never actually play them. And obviously you only can be as good as a knowledge you're not only watching, but actually internalizing and actually using. So we've got to make sure that they don't just become covered in digital dust on your hard drive and you actually are playing and learning and actually actionizing a lot of the things you learn. Okay, so tip number 13 is learn some music theory. So we don't just want to be able to play some shapes and a few songs, we actually want to understand what we're doing. Why? Because understanding how chords, scales, and keys work makes you not only smarter, but a much more versatile player because you understand what's going on. And as you start going to intermediate and more advanced, this is going to pay back dividends. Because when we start talking about things like modes, when we start talking about chord progressions, you actually understand what they are, how they relate, and you'll be able to understand music as a whole. And that's going to really make you so much more confident as a more advanced guitar player. Okay, tip number 14 is to memorize the notes on the fretboard. So again, I suppose coming back to the previous tip where it's important to know the theory, it's important to understand what you're doing. So you want to see your frets not just as numbers, you want to see them as notes, because then you can see how the notes relate. You can then see how chords are constructed, your scales, all that kind of good stuff. Really important as well to start opening up the neck, especially the E and the A string or string 6 and 5, because that's how you're going to name your movable shapes, be that chords, scales, or arpeggios. And that's going to really help you move over to the intermediate stage of learning a lot more fluently and with a lot more confidence, learning those two strings. Now, you can work out all the other notes on the guitar neck just via the E and the A string. You do not need to learn all six strings all the way across the neck. You only need to learn the two. By learning the E and the A, you'll be able to work out the rest anyway. Tip number 15 is to play standing up. So it's a bit of a challenge. If you've not played standing up, give it a go. You'll feel probably a little bit more out of control trying to hold your guitar. But it's a really important thing to do. One, posturally, so it'll help you sort of sit upright. And two, if you're ever going to perform in a band, it's a really good thing to start getting used to. Now, I remember when I had my first gig and I'd never played standing up. And it kind of dawned on me a few days before the gig that I hadn't actually played standing up and we'd have to at this gig. It took me those couple of days just to kind of get a bit more happier with actually standing up. And luckily, I did that a few days before, not, you know, an hour before when we were sound checking. So yeah, stand up, that's going to say help you maybe with your posture, but it's also going to help you just sort of get a bit more in the music. I try and encourage students to stand up because you're more like to move, you're more like to feel the music, and that can definitely help, like I said about earlier, feeling the beat, you're more like to tap your foot, you're more like to move with the music, which is going to really help develop your internal metronome. So tip number 16, change your strings regularly. So fresh strings equal better tone, easier bends, and just better to play. It feels like your instrument has a total refresh. It can feel like a new guitar, especially if you haven't changed your strings for a little while. It'll give your guitar a new lease of life. Something as simple as changing strings, which is very obviously cheap to do. So if you haven't done it for a little while, head over to your local music shop or head over to Amazon and purchase a fresh set of strings and give your guitar a new lease of life. So tip number 17 is listen to great guitar players. Now, I had a student, I actually got to grade 8, which we do grades in the UK. You can think of it like belts in karate or in martial arts. That's like your black belt. I was going to say as high as you can go. You can actually go beyond that to diplomas. But grade 8 is really high. And I was asking him what sort of music he listened to. And he didn't listen to guitar music. I was like, well, why not? Because if you're not listening to guitar music, how are you going to pick up ideas of what to do on the guitar? So it's really important to listen to, you know, the famous guitar players, hopefully, obviously, people that inspire you to pick up their tips and tricks. There's only so much you can pick up from looking at music. So this goes back to, yeah, we want to be able to read music, but we want to have a good ear as well, and vice versa. Because there's little nuances in people's playing, especially people like Jimi Hendrix, which work on feel. You're not going to pick up how he's, his, you know, his tone just from looking at sheet music. You're going to have to listen to how he's attacking those notes. So really important to the greats. Really important as well, if you want to really get into a certain style of music, you might think, oh, I really enjoy blues. But if you're not listening to blues music regularly, you're not going to kind of ingest the style and be able to then perform it. So in your improvisations, it's a great way of improving your improvisation is listening to blues solos. You'll start hearing and digesting the tone, the technique, the feel, the style. That's then going to come out through your fingers. You're going to sound a lot more genuine as a blues performer. So listening is really, really important. If you're not doing that regularly, start doing that, and you'll notice yourself just starting to take on some of these ideas and become a better guitar player as a result of it. Tip number 18 is to learn to use dynamics. A lot of guitar players stay at one level, and if you don't know what I mean by dynamics, that is volume, basically. So it's loud versus soft, aggressive versus gentle. Dynamics are going to bring your playing to life. And I remember saying this recently, so this might be on an older podcast, maybe only a few months ago, that if you go and see a local band and you find they just sort of drift off in the background and no one's really paying attention, quite often it's because they have a single level of dynamics, a single level of volume. So it's just not interest, doesn't capture your ear. But as soon as you bring it down, lift it up, that really captures your ear. And a great song to check out, I was doing this just the other day, Peter Green, you know, Fleetwood Mac, Albatross. It's such a great song. Now, it's quite easy. And I started doing this with groups who were doing Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. And I was saying, oh, it sounds a little bit like the start of Albatross. And we started them playing that. His dynamic control in that song is phenomenal. That song, it looks easy, but to play it like he plays it is actually quite a challenge. Just the way he plays his bends, he vibratos the Enzo's bends, but just the way he's picking that intro riff and he changes the level of volume, which says so much, it puts so much feel into the notes. It's really cool. So definitely check that out. If you've not heard Albatross, go and check it out and listen to how he's playing his notes. That is a masterclass in dynamics right there in that tune. So tip number 19 is to play in different styles. So don't just be a rock player. Don't just be a blues player. Be a guitar player. Play as many styles as you can. Embody the different techniques they have. And you become a much better, more varied guitar player as a result of it. So if you haven't listened to much reggae, go and check out some reggae. Maybe you haven't done any funk. Go and check out some funk. So blues, rock, jazz, all different styles. Try and listen to as much as you can. Try and play as much as you can. Is a great way of, again, developing yourself, keeping the motivation high as well. I get really motivated learning new styles of music and listening to new players. So definitely something to start trying to bring in, play as many different styles as you can. The final tip then, guys, tip number 20 is be patient and enjoy the ride. Progress takes time. It really does. You're not going to be the best guitar player ever after just a few years. This is going to take a bit of time. Stay curious as well, stay inspired, and give yourself credit just for showing up. It's easy to get a bit down, you know, it's easy to lose motivation when it's not going your way, when you've perhaps been playing, you've been practicing for the last couple of weeks, and you just don't feel like you're progressing. There's always going to be ups and downs, but after a down always comes an up. You just got to be patient, keep going, and it will get better. It's just like anything, it's the hobby mentality. You're always going to have the ups and downs. It's never just straight up. I promise, in all the hobbies I've been doing, it never works like that. Also, really important to remember that when you're learning guitar, yes, it's recreational, we're doing it for fun, it's also educational. And like anything that's educational, it's gonna stretch you and it's gonna feel challenging at times. So learning guitar is not always gonna be fun. Spoiler alert, there are gonna be frustration in that. So if you go in there thinking, oh, I'm gonna have fun all the time, that's when people start to quit, because you're not gonna have fun all the time. To be honest, you're going to be frustrated most of the time if you're practicing correctly, because practicing will push yourself. You'll be learning new ideas, new concepts, new techniques. That's going to take time to master. So if you're learning guitar, bear in mind that it is going to take time and it is worth it. There's nothing better than playing guitar. So we go, guys. There are 20 tips to become a better guitar player. And as I said at the start of this, take a few of those this week, maybe just one or two, ones that resonate with you, and start trying to implement them. It'll definitely be worth it, and I guarantee you'll become a better guitar player because of that. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I've got an awesome series of podcasts coming next month. I'm not going to spoil that. You'll learn about that next week. But yeah, you're not going to want to miss out. It's going to be a really cool. It's a series all the way through July. And if you're struggling learning guitar online, or perhaps you're thinking, I like the way Paul teaches, I wish I could have a teacher like that. Well, you can. I have an online guitar school called beginnerguitaracademy.com. And over at beginnerguitaracademy.com, you have a structured syllabus, 5 different levels, taking you from complete beginner to advanced guitar player. It is arranged like classes you'd have with me at my offline guitar school. And the awesome thing about it is you have me coaching you whenever you need me. You can send me videos or texts or audio whenever you need my help. I'm in the community every day, and we have our live Q&As and other things going on throughout the month. So there's support whenever you need it, not just like when you have lessons with an offline guitar teacher. In person, we have to drive to their house. You see them, then you come home like, oh man, I didn't ask that question. I don't really understand what he sent me. Now I've got to wait next week to get my answers. Not at all. I'm always there to help you when you need me. And lastly, we have a great community of like-minded guitar players. It's such a cool community. So in our community section, Beginner Guitar Community, basically the forums, people are there every day answering questions, asking questions, just hanging out and talking guitar. And the cool thing about Beginner Guitar Community, you can come and give it a trial 2 weeks just for $1. Now, if you just come and get, you know, maybe a few songs done, maybe even take a few classes, workshops, riffs, licks, there's loads of stuff on Beginner Guitar Academy. You'll get your money's worth probably in one evening, probably in like 10 minutes, about $1. So yeah, definitely come check out. And if it's not for you, a couple of clicks of button, you'll cancel it. And I'll remind you before that 14-day trial expires, so you won't get, you know, cheekily charged. I did a subscription the other day. Well, it was a cheap, you know, come try it out. They didn't remind me and then tried to charge me full price because I forgot basically that I had that trial. I hate when people do that. I'm not here to take advantage of you and, you know, oh, sign up for that $1 and I'll hit you up for $39 later on. I'm doing the $1 so you can come and check it out. You know, $39 a month might seem quite expensive compared to other online learning platforms. The reason why is because no one has the level of support that Beginner Guitar Academy has. There's no online guitar school where you can send them a video and they're going to get back to you probably the next day with personal tailored advice. If there is, you've probably got to pay extra, but it's $39 a month for basically unlimited one-to-one lessons, which is crazy at Beginner Guitar Academy. So yeah, come and check us out. See if it's for you. $1, 2-week trial. And I hope to welcome you to the Academy real soon. Just head over to beginnerguitaracademy.com to sign up today. So guys, that's it for me this week. So have a fantastic week. Keep practicing. And I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.